91X News.
It is 5 degrees and cloudy at just before 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Brock Armand. The name of the new Belleville Casino is now known. This morning, Shorelines Casino was announced by Great Canadian Gaming as the official name of the facility pending OLG's approval. Great Canadian Gaming spokesperson Chuck Keeling says they expect to name a location by early next year. Bell Boulevard is among the many candidates. The Bay of Quinte Living Council will speak to Quinte West Council tonight about the city's continuing support for the organization. The Living Council is a branch of Bay of Quinte Tourism and focuses on advertising the Quinte region as an attractive place to live. At tonight's council meeting, there will be a motion to remove the yearly funding offered by Quinte West to the Living Council, about $22,000. The council meeting will start at 6:30 tonight. It will be a 12th consecutive term for the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte chief R. Donald Miracle. Miracle won in a landslide, winning 819 of the approximately 1,100 votes cast in the band's weekend election. His closest competitor, Barbara Brandt, received only 115 votes. Joining Miracle on council will be incumbent councillors Carl Ted Miracle and Doug Miracle, including newcomers Deborah Vinson and Stacey Aloft. The Conservatives have launched an attack in the House of Commons against the federal government's throne speech. In a formal reply to last week's speech, interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose accused Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of being more interested in having pictures taken of himself with other people at international gatherings than he is in fighting terrorists.
I have to say that while on the international stage, we saw leaders of the Western world come together, coalescing around the fight against ISIS, and the impression that was left with Canadians and the international community was that our Prime Minister was consumed with taking selfies.
Ambrose also criticized the Liberal tax plans, but the Federal Finance Ministry is planning to formally introduce a measure today to cut tax rates for the middle class while hiking them for the wealthiest 1%. A silent protest has been held in central Hungary against a plan to unveil a statue of a former minister of religion and education who helped draft and supported anti-Semitic legislation in the 1930s. The protest was held Monday in the city of Székesfehérvár, where a statue commemorating Balint Homan is expected to be unveiled December 29th. The plan had been strongly criticized by local and international groups, including a Hungarian teachers' union, the World Jewish Congress, and several U.S. members of Congress and government officials. The FBI says the California shooters had participated in target practice, including one within days of the attack that killed 14 people. David Bowditch is the assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles office. He says Syed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik visited some local target practice ranges.
We do have evidence that both of these subjects did some participated in target practice in some ranges within the metro area or within the Los Angeles area.
Bowditch says both were radicalized and have been for quite some time. He says the Bureau doesn't know when or whether anyone else radicalized them. The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation of Chicago's policing practices and policies 13 days after the release of dashcam videos showing an officer shooting a 17-year-old. ABC News reporter Ryan Burrow has more.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says they'll be looking into a pattern of practices at the Chicago Police Department when it comes to the use of force and accountability.
And if we discover unconstitutional patterns or practices, the Department of Justice will announce them publicly. We will seek a court-enforceable agreement with the Chicago Police Department and work with the city to implement appropriate reforms.
The city is set to release another 2014 police-involved shooting video, though police say the man shot in this video is armed. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
A World Trade Organization is ruling is allowing Canada and Mexico to impose $1 billion in annual tariffs on U.S. products. The decision comes in a long-running saga focused on how the U.S. labels packaged steaks and other meats. John Masswall is an international trade expert with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association and says country of origin labeling needs to end now.
Our patience has run out here. You know, we're not looking to negotiate. We're not going to accept some kind of a compromise. We expect them to do nothing less than fully repeal COOL or face the immediate imposition of those retaliatory tariffs from Canada.
The Canadian Pork Council, the National Feeders Association, and Canadian Meat Council are also calling on the U.S. to scrap its labeling provisions in light of the decision. A slew of government officials are meeting in Hamilton today to discuss what to do about the first documented case of raccoon rabies in Ontario in a decade. Two dogs were exposed to the virus after a fight in the back of an animal services van. The dogs' lives were spared over the weekend after the city isolated them when it discovered the raccoon they fought had tested positive for the disease. It's the first documented case of rabies in raccoons in Ontario since 2006. The terminally ill Ontario boy whose wish to see another Christmas prompted his community to put on an early Santa parade has died. A statement from Evan LaVersage's family says the 7-year-old passed away in his mom's arms at a community hospice in Brantford on Sunday. In October, his hometown of St. George put on a Christmas parade complete with Santa riding his sleigh and artificial snow around the boy's home. The family is currently working on funeral arrangements. And finally, the Grammy Awards aren't till February, but the nominations are out. Kendrick Lamar leads, followed by Taylor Swift, and Toronto's The Weeknd. David Bauman has more.
Hip-hop star Kendrick Lamar leads all Grammy nominees with 11 nods, including Album of the Year for To Pimp a Butterfly. That album's competition will be Taylor Swift's 1989 and The Weeknd's Beauty Behind the Madness. Both Swift and The Weeknd have 7 nominations each. Also up for Album of the Year, Chris Stapleton's Traveler and Alabama Shakes' Sound and Color. David Blaustein, ABC News.
And that is QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
You hear a lot of ads about Invisalign, but is it the right option for you? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. Invisalign is a great device for moving teeth, but not everyone is a candidate. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I can ensure your decision is an informed one. Let my specialty expertise give you the smile you've always wanted. If you're thinking about Invisalign, see me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. For a complimentary second opinion, call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
QNET Sports on 91X. 3 local players have been named to the Canada East Camp for the 2015 World Junior A Challenge. Napanee native Luke Brown and Port Hope native Ben Soke of the Wellington Dukes and Pickering native Liam Morgan of the Trenton Golden Hawks were named to the 41-player camp that got underway yesterday in Etobicoke. The 6-team tournament will be held in Cobourg and Whitby starting on December 13th. Canada East's first game will be at 5 on that day against Switzerland at Iroquois Park Sports Centre in Whitby. And sticking with the World Junior A Challenge, there are a trio of exhibition games in Wellington and Trenton this Friday. At 3 o'clock, the OJHL All-Stars will take on the Czech Republic, while at 7, the United States, the defending gold medal champs, will take on Team Canada East. And in Trenton, also at 7 o'clock, it'll be Canada West against the Russians. Vancouver Canucks hope to pull out of a 5-game skid tonight when they host the Buffalo Sabres. That losing streak has dropped the Canucks into 5th place in the Pacific Division. Buffalo lost to the Edmonton Oilers 4-2 last night. Elsewhere in the NHL, Boston hosts Nashville and Colorado welcomes Minnesota. The Dallas Cowboys and Washington Redskins renew their rivalry in an NFC East matchup this evening. Dallas tight end Jason Witten says the Cowboys may have a losing record, but they haven't given up on the season.
In this situation, you know, to be still in the hunt, you're fortunate to be 3-8 and lost 8 of 9. So I think that creates some energy for your football team. And then you move on, and you move on to getting a win on the road against a good division opponent.
The Cincinnati Reds have agreed to trade hard-throwing reliever Aroldis Chapman to the Los Angeles Dodgers pending approval of medical records. The 27-year-old right-hander is eligible for free agency after next year's World Series. Chapman threw the 62 fastest pitches in the big leagues this year. ESPN's Buster Olney says the Dodgers are building their bullpen the same way other teams have in recent years.
In terms of teams trying to win, the Kansas City Royals in recent years have built bullpens like this. The New York Yankees last year with Andrew Miller and Dellin Betances. The Dodgers now have Aroldis Chapman, who had a 15.7 strikeout per 9-inning ratio last year, and they team him with Kenley Jansen. And that's great in theory, and in theory, this could help make up for the lack of rotation depth that the Dodgers have.
In the NBA, Kobe Bryant will say farewell to Toronto tonight. Bryant and his LA Lakers will visit the Raptors in NBA action tonight. It will be Bryant's last visit to Air Canada Center as a Laker. The star shooting guard announced he's retiring at the end of this season after 20 seasons in the NBA. And finally, the Saskatchewan Roughriders have officially landed their man. The Riders hired recent Grey Cup champion Chris Jones as the club's new head coach and general manager. This hiring comes just 8 days after the 48-year-old Jones led the Edmonton Eskimos to their first Grey Cup title in over a decade. Jones takes over for interim head coach Bob Dye and interim GM Jeremy O'Day. Saskatchewan went 3-15 last season. And that is it for sports. You can send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now it's time to take a look at your forecast for Belleville. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog patches developing near midnight and a low of 0. For Tuesday, mainly cloudy with fog patches dissipating in the morning and a high of plus 3. For Tuesday night, it's overcast with the temperature steadying near plus 3. And for Wednesday, a cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of plus 5. At 4:09, it is 5 degrees. QNET News is on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Brock Herman. News on 91X is next at 5.
Quinty's new rock source, 91X.